You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Live from New York. It's a show that's only a half hour.
So we got to go.
We're going to be straight,
but
power packed.
Yeah, wild.
First things first. Today, can I kick it? Yes, you can. Oh. And now it will be returned.
I love it.
Which team benefits the most from the new kickoff rules? You got 20 minutes to research that. Meanwhile, Suns lose to a Wemby-less Spurs squad. Does Phoenix's upcoming schedule spell disaster for Durant? And finally, a fresh installment of the warmest segment in all of sports. It's King of the Hill.
Ooh.
Alongside Chris Broussard, I'm Kevin Wildes. Nick, any surprises on King of the Hill?
New name at the top. Three new
it's
people
like every
on
week
the hill.
There's a new name. Hey, the hill is volatile.
The hill's volatile.
Slippery. Slippery.
It's a slippery, dew-covered hill.
Oh, it's dew-covered.
It
really
yeah,
is.
It's springtime.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Man.
We start with another loss for Bruce Clippers. Fifth straight at home.
Are they really my
Clippers? No, they're
yes.
yours, buddy.
For years. Russ had 14-7 in his return, but it didn't help what Harden and Ty Lue identified as the team's identity problems. Take a listen.
Got it. On identity. It's the team that's scoring too easy on us. Makes it difficult to score offensively.
Right. Is it concerning that this late in the season you guys are still trying to find an identity?
It's a little frustrating. Okay. It's frustrating.
Right now, do we have an identity? I think, yeah, we're soft. That could be an identity, if you want to call it that.
Brew, are you ready to abandon your Clippers?
You can't be Brew's team and be soft. I'm sorry. Like, sometimes I feel like the Clippers exist just to tick me off.
Yeah, I agree.
See that.
Just to embarrass me.
Yeah, and they've
just
done a great
to say
job.
To America, no matter what it looks like,
mm-hmm.
no matter what everybody thinks, Brew's not always right. That's what the Clippers exist to do. All right? Now, here's the thing with the identity. I bet you, Nick, you agree.
Mm-hmm.
That answer was just...
Which one? Ties or
no,
Harden?
No, Harden's.
Yeah.
We don't have an identity. Like, he don't know what the heck the problem is. We don't have an identity. That's just a general statement you throw out there
mm-hmm.
when you don't know what the heck is going on. But he is right. They don't have an identity because they don't have a leader. This, I think, is the crux of their problem. They do not have a leader. Ty Lue's a leader, but I mean on that roster. If you want to say P.J. Tucker, he's been complaining, have been complaining about
PJ
not playing. He's not that
the
good.
Leader?
No, I'm just saying. Some people might think he was a leader.
Like a
sneaker I'm talking
company.
Among their four stars.
Yeah, no.
Three of them certain Hall of Famers, maybe Paul George too. Kawhi doesn't really talk. I bet he probably hadn't even said anything to Harden about trying to block his shot. He don't talk.
Just quick.
Paul George admitted in Indiana he wasn't the leader. He's kind of like, you know, I just want to play, do my thing,
Russ
and follow me.
Russ could be, but he's
Russ
the worst
is the,
player.
I think, the strongest personality, yeah. yes. And I also think even when Russ was great, his style, his
yep.
game, the erratic play,
right.
the recklessness probably okay. made it hard for him to be a leader. And Harden, I think, is just one of these guys, and they exist in every profession, where he's just like, yo, I'm getting paid. I'm a superstar / celebrity. I'm hanging out. I'm living my best life. If we win, great.
Yeah.
If not, I'm still a Hall of Famer and all that. And so,
it's like Wilds.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, quickly to answer your question.
Oh.
I am not abandoning
okay,
him.
Well, you should.
For here's three reasons.
Three reasons.
Three reasons.
We got a 30
quickly,
show.
Quickly.
Yeah.
One. The 31-8 stretch did happen.
Okay,
it did happen. So okay. they're not there. It's not like it doesn't exist.
Fair.
Like it's not possible. Two, every team outside of Denver, who I picked to beat them in the conference finals, beat Clippers, has flaws. Sure. When it's too young, too inexperienced. The Lakers are so-so. We don't know what to make of them.
Fair.
And then the three, I believe in Ty Lue.
Okay.
And so that's why I'm not abandoning
not bad.
Him,
you want to go though wild?
Can't be
smart. Oh, I got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Why I want you
here's
to go.
First one. Offense has gone down the tubes. I asked Josh. I'm like, hey, what's actually happened since they were bad? And then they had a stretch, like you said, where they were excellent. And then the Clippers got bad again. Offensive rating was 104.5. And then it popped up to 127 when, during the winning streak, 26-6. Last 16 games, we're back down to 115.
When you can live with the 115.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a 500 squad. It's not like a dominant squad when you have three great players. So here's the other thing. Toughness is one of the things Ty Lue talked about. Here's a play when in the fourth quarter when they need to get a stop, that's Siakam just dunking right down Broad Street.
On PJ.
Simple, just a simple, just a simple 2 points. Uh-huh. So then I asked Josh, like, hey, can we pull the toughness stats?
Oh,
and he went, he went into his file. And like, here are kind of toughness
stats. And they're
mediocre. Rebounds, second chance points, points in the paint. Everything is just average. And then, of course, silly team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a silly
team. Can I?
Where you're putting teammates in headlocks and
And listen, Wilds,
former team.
Is it before or after the All-Star break?
It's after the All-Star break.
So what do we expect from James Harden?
Getting into playoff shape.
Listen, so can we just show you Harden in the Clippers' last 10 games? He's missed two of them, so it's 8 for him. Yeah, 13 points, 31% from the field, one attempted block of a teammate, one headlock of an opponent, less than 40% from the field.
Headlock.
So this was also predictable, which is why this is honestly my favorite running gag on the show.
What?
Brew's love for the Clippers.
Oh, yeah.
It started, guys. Guys. When Brew's love affair with the Clippers started, the following things were true. LeBron hadn't won a title with the Lakers. Giannis and Joker hadn't won any titles and had one total MVP between them. Mm. And James Harden and Russell Westbrook were teammates on the Houston Rockets. That's when Brew's love affair with the Clippers started. We were on
Kawhi
Zoom
was nice
during
at
a
that
pandemic.
Time.
That's true.
And Brew still... 5 seasons later, can't quit him. Up to and including 2 weeks ago, when after making his conference finals picks, Wilds, if you'll remember, the next day he's like, I'm making an amendment. And it wasn't the Clippers piece of it. It's my favorite
thing we do.
We got to go.
It's over.
We
got to
go. Okay.
That second spot in the West is open.
I've got good news for you.
Yeah.
Clippers in Philly tomorrow. Harden going back to Philly. I'm sure that'll be great. Time now for afternoon headlines sponsored by Ram Trucks, built to serve. Suns just beat the Spurs by 25 points 2 days ago. Last night they lost to the Spurs without Wemby. Durant called the loss unacceptable. Here's the worst part. The L drops Phoenix to eighth with a gauntlet of upcoming opponents in their final 10
Look
games.
At this.
Here's the schedule. In Denver, in OKC, in New Orleans, Cavs, Wolves.
Wow.
Then you get more Pelicans, Clippers, who knows how good they'll be. Kings, then more Wolves, all playoff teams.
Yeah.
Not great.
There probably hadn't been a tougher stretch for any team in the season.
I can't imagine.
It's in years. ESPN had something that's been like 10 years since he had to play like the 73-9.
For the final 10 game of a season, it's been years. For at any point this season, yeah.
Wow.
So go ahead, Wilds.
What would missing the playoffs mean for Durant specifically?
Well, I mean, for Durant, it would be cataclysmic.
Cataclysmic?
Cataclysmic.
Because of what it would continue. For me, of course, it would be a classic two.
Of course.
But because
how exactly
you,
is the two
well,
just from...
remember yeah. before the year, these were the preseason title odds after they got Beal. We can show them to you. And, okay, we don't have it. They had the fourth bet. They were same. The title odds were this. Milwaukee and Boston at plus 350. I'm sorry, Boston and Denver at plus 350. Milwaukee and Phoenix at 6-1. No one else better than 12-1. And we were, remember I got yelled at about the trios because I didn't believe in Bradley Beal and company.
Yeah.
And now, and so this was, when we thought Dame was going to go to Miami, I had the gall to put the Suns fifth. So maybe it's not a classic two because that might be too high. But here's the problem for Durant, bro. The problem for Durant is, what an odd and strange last 6 years this has been. So Durant with the Thunder, deep playoff runs. With the Warriors, obviously unbeatable. With the Nets, one series victory. With the Suns, one series victory. Durant's first 11 years, which were his 20s, we can show you
what he that is games played in the conference and NBA finals. He lived in late May and June in his 20s. In his 30s, this is his sixth year. It's one game. It's the game he popped his Achilles. Now, you know what I mean? That's it.
Right.
He missed the conference finals that year with an injury. For a player, Brew, that great to not have a single deep postseason run in the entirety of your 30s, it's, I don't want to say unprecedented, but it's very odd. And I know it's like, well, he tore his Achilles. But the thing is, he's been awesome post-Achilles. I don't think we can say he tore his Achilles and his career changed like Dominique, like, because he's been an MVP caliber guy. He just keeps picking the wrong team.
Well, right. I mean, Brooklyn, and I know you guys mind me about the Nets, didn't really have a great chance there because of the injuries and then Kyrie with the anti-vaccine.
Close sweep,
right. Well, and that's the thing, too. Kevin Durant is an all-time great player.
All-time
we all
great.
Know that. But he's a piece because he's a scorer. He's not a bad defender. He's a good defender. He's not a great defender. He's not a game-changer like LeBron or Jordan when they were in their primes. He's a okay rebounder for his size, whatever. But he is mainly a scorer, so he has to be a piece. I'll say this. This would be the worst failure of his career for a team. Now, his worst failure of his career was dropping a 3-1 lead to the 73-win Warriors in the conference finals, all right? But this, after that, this would be the worst. And, you know, it solidifies it. I think it's really questionable whether or not he'd have a ring if he hadn't gone to Golden State.
Okay. And we got to go. We got King of the Hill up. We got to go.
They had tied for the third best title odds before the year.
Anthony Edwards
might miss the playoffs.
Defends his spot atop the hill next on FS1. Well, it's Mark.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So, to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF.
It's 26th, and it's time for the warmest segment in all sports. Last week, after an all-time dunk and the block of the year, Anthony Edwards ascended to the top of the hill. Can he defend his spot within the rich tapestry of talent, performance, and historical greatness? Well, let's find out in this week's installment of King of the Hill.
Our hill music is not...
This is not the hill music.
It was nice and peaceful.
It's supposed to... I mean, I'll try to fight through.
That's like peninsula music.
Thank you. That's the production I've come to expect. Fell off the hill. Josh Hardy never should have been there, I will be honest. But you know what? I'm happy for him.
What are you doing?
DeMar DeRozan.
I like Josh. How'd he get on the hill?
Because he had a 20-rebound game and he played all 48 minutes. Tyrese Maxey are also... They all fall off the hill.
Maxey's interesting. All
right. Seventh row. So here's the deal. Jamal Murray missed a couple games. Wimby's 0-3 in games he played. Spurs won without him. I don't know, a little Shingun-esque controversy. Pascal Siakam, 30-10 this week. DeJounte Murray, again, no Trae Young, no problem, 25-7-12. Welcome to the Hill, Pascal and DeJounte Murray, their first times on the Hill. Sixth row, Jaylen Brown cooled off a bit, and that Atlanta loss is just unforgivable. Steph Curry, 29 minutes per game this week.
Mm.
I understand what Steve Kerr's saying, but you're trying to make sure you make the playoffs. Steph can play a little bit more. Mm. And Kawhi, the Clippers are slipping, as we've discussed. Jimmy stays where he is. Halliburton looking healthier and more like himself. And Jalen Green.
Hello.
Wow.
Welcome to the Hill.
Let's
finally doesn't have Shingun holding him back. 34 points per game for the week for the former top three overall pick. Fifth row, Dallas and Kyrie 3-0 this week. New Orleans and Zion surging despite no Brandon Ingram last couple games. Devin Booker 29-7-9 on 55-43 splits this week. De'Aaron Fox stays where he is. Durant has slipped and cooled off a bit. So he goes down, Booker goes up. Right this week, they've been about equivalent players. Fourth row, SGA stays where he is, as does Dame and Jalen Brunson. Anthony Davis, fresh off player of the week, 30 points per game, 18 rebounds per game, 68% shooting in an undefeated, granted only 2-0 week for the Los Angeles Lakers. All right, next, third row. LeBron, as we mentioned, undefeated in the week, 23-7-8, 43% from three. Jason Tatum, despite the loss against Atlanta, he's been excellent, you know, all year and this week. And then you have Anthony Edwards, who was probably a touch high on last week's hill.
Yeah.
At the top of the hill. But, we enjoyed the moments he had, so sure. He drops down. Now some real change. Row two, Giannis, 26 points, 14 rebounds, 5 assists, 60% from the field, but missed a game this week. And believe it or not, the 26 points and the 60% and the 5 assists all lower his season averages. So he stays where he is. Luka, 27-10-12, which also lowers his points per game averages, but they were 3-0, so he moves up. And then at the top, by himself for the first time this year, Nikola Jokic.
It's like the NBA Finals.
Undefeated, 3-0. His averages this week, Brew, 31 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists on a nice, tidy 59-57 shooting splits. So there is King of the Hill, March 26th edition.
Excellent.
At the fairest rankings in NBA media.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah.
Not
Thank
bad.
You, Brew.
But I got beef.
Well, what?
I got to switch Shea and LeBron. Shea should be up on that level. LeBron should be down on the next level. I mean, I am so – Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, only 25 years old himself. I've said this before, but it bears repeating. The rest of his starting lineup, two 21-year-olds, a 22-year-old, and Lu Dort's 24. And they got the second seed in the Western Conference. He leads that second seed in the West, as young as they are, in scoring, assists, and steals. This month, I know, Nick, you might look and say, oh, March, he's only dropping 27 a game. He is shooting over 50%. And he's had 6 30 or more point games in this month. So Shea is just, he's going to finish easily top four, if not top two or three in the MVP voting. So I got to give Shea some love and move him up.
That's fair. This did not feel like the week to move Shea up. 22 a game this week on 48-25 splits.
He had the one bad game.
Yeah, the one really rough game. But he's obviously going to be a top five MVP finisher. LeBron is not. There is a part of, not a part of me, an entirety of me that does feel like everyone at this desk would take the Thunder, as presently constituted, more seriously as a championship contender if you flip Shea and LeBron. Despite the fact that Shea's 25.
I might.
Brew, but you think the Lakers are going to beat the Thunder if they play them?
Maybe. And we'll see. But I wouldn't. No. With that team? I think LeBron's supporting cast is better than Shea's.
Oh, I think LeBron's second best guy is better. I don't think the overall team
Austin
is better.
Austin Reeves, Josh Giddey. I'll take Reeves.
Well, Jalen Williams, I think, is their third best guy. That's fair. So, I don't take significant beef with it, but I'm good with where they're at. Go ahead, Wilds.
You haven't heard from this character in a long time. The mayor of Fair.
Because you have been wildly unfair.
That's true. And I've been, blinded by my own, let's say, prejudices towards people I'm in love with, like Shingun and Mac Jones. I got to be fair. Jalen Green, what do you want me to do here? Shingun goes down, and Jalen Green has been spectacular since Shingun went down. 7-0, number one in points per point differential, averaging 30 points a game, plus minus is best in the league. So they're currently a half game behind the Warriors. They could knock the Warriors out. Draymond says he doesn't care. Probably should start taking the Rockets seriously, and it begs the question. Is Jalen a franchise player? And is this surge have something to do with the offense no longer runs through Shingun
and he's got free lanes to the basket to do what he wants.
Well, I think a lot of this surge has to do with the fact that he's shooting 46% from three on like 10 attempts a game, and that's not going to continue. I do think Udoka deserves some credit here.
Yeah.
I also think that obviously this team is better with Şengün in theory, but in practice they might not, the other guys might not best know how to play without the ball in their hands all the time.
Right.
I do think it's going to be Rockets, Suns in the play-in, and the Warriors are going to be
out. The Warriors are done.
I think the 9-10 play-in is going to be Rockets, Suns.
Ooh.
I do think that.
Okay. Coming up next, new rules for the NFL kickoff. New
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
NFL kickoff rules are coming to a stadium near you next year, modeled on the XFL setup. New rules will vastly encourage more returns. Last year in the NFL, Brew, return rate was around 20. In the XFL, it was 90%. Do you love this change?
I love it. I absolutely love it. If you hadn't yelled at me before the show, I'd say, I don't like it. I love it. That's how much I like it. And I also think you're going to not only obviously see more returns, I think you're going to see more returns for touchdowns.
Yeah, of course.
Because the way it's set up, which this is one of the most exciting plays in football. So, if not the most.
So here's what I think. I think that there will be a few teams with really sharp either analytics departments or special teams coaches that have a huge edge early. And then every team will just copy the ones that figured it out. And then there will be minimal edge based on scheme from this. But what it will change is
watch
like,
out, watch this one.
I said, yeah, we saw this one a second ago.
I saw it again.
I said a few weeks ago that Xavier Worthy, the kid who set the record at the combine for the 40-yard dash, that I still wasn't that excited about him because of his frame. Speed takes on an extra importance if returns back. So a player like that could see their draft status
especially
go up
with that setup.
Yes.
That setup.
That's it for us.